code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. But there's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 10th of December 2012. For newcomers, please go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and help yourself to the copious downloads that are available for free of audios I've done over the years, many to choose from. And you'll start to find understanding of how this big system is put together, what controls it, the organizations that came in and set it all up. And they did set it up from outside. They came into the countries, from Eastern Europe mainly, into America, Britain, elsewhere, to change the cultures they then move into to suit themselves. And they also decided to take over the world using the existing empires, which was Britain, mainly Britain primarily, and base themselves in London. And they financed the system from there initially. The U.S. took it over, and then we know what's happened from then. There's been perpetual war from then on. So, head this up to the audios. As I say, you'll find out who was behind it at the time. You'll find that you go through all the audios. That is a very incredibly network society running the whole world right now as they go into a private ownership of everything. They own the countries anyway. The countries now are corporations, basically. And this is your brave new world, designed a long time ago, written about in the 1930s by different authors, and we're going through it right now. The present generation is simply financing wars to standardize that the last few countries that won't join or submit into this world system, and they're getting standardized. And eventually, they'll start plummeting the fertility rates, and they'll join all the rest of the Western countries are already plummeting too, because warfare is total warfare on the planet. It has to be across the whole planet, and the population is to be drastically reducing itself until the year 2050 and beyond even. So, number two, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, hopefully, and you can keep me going for a little bit longer. From the U.S. to Canada, straight donations are really, really welcome, and you can use personal checks still, and you can also use international postal money orders from the post office. You can send cash or use PayPal, and across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And don't forget the books too, because the books are interesting, and I go into some of the from the ancient to the present cons. I go on chronology. I call it the art of chronology and how the system's set up. Still works the same way today. And we really are on a roll into this whole new remaking of society. We're being led by a people who are revolutionary and who have really practiced perpetual revolution since they've been around. And they've destroyed the family unit. They've broken up society's cultures. They're doing an awful job in the Middle East, too. I know it's with Iraq that even destroyed all the ancient monuments and everything, very ancient temple sites and so on, just to eradicate their culture completely so they could never start to get some pride in history of their own peoples ever again. But the same thing's been done across the world, too. They take over the education systems. They were taken over a long time ago, and education systems now are indoctrination centers. That's all they are. And they're starting very slickly and easily now with scientific indoctrination. The children really are given certain slants on everything. They're not given the whole truth on anything. And they're all brought to the desired conclusions. They leave there. They're completely roboticized as far as thought is concerned. There's no logic taught in schools or reasoning. They don't tolerate certain questions in schools. And so you're perfect, dull little citizens. They're approved of by the state. Back with more after this break.
Don't answer it! How How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hi folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix, and I tend to go through the history of the system, that especially the later history of it, really, which came around in the 1800s and go on from there, because it's much, much older, of course, but how really the system was to change by planning and organizations that were set up, heavily funded, with international bankers at the top funding it too, and special associations were formed and given royal charter to exist in Britain, like the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and all across the British Commonwealth they have departments related to this. And the Commonwealth still exists today, by the way, still on the go very, very strongly. And in other countries where royal wouldn't sound so go down so well, they simply called it the Council on Foreign Relations. Every member or top parliamentarian in Europe, the big parliament they have there, is a member of it at the top, including the commission. And every president and prime minister in the US and Canada and elsewhere have been picked and chosen prior to the elections, of course, by the same organization for at least the early 1900s. They changed their name from a couple of other names. They used Milner Group, the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, and then settled on the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations. So you're looking to a massive plan, and the plan, as I say, has many stages to it. They also believe in eugenics. They believe in superior types, inferior types. And they also believe in overpopulation because they love the Malthusian ideas of eradicating the poor and the excess poverty. And they actually fear that the lesser types will outbreed the so-called better types. And that's very, very high on the agenda today. part of that goes into this tonight's talk, because we know that Bill Gates, isn't it amazing that these guys, that they pretend that they're self-made men? I love the stories of the self-made man. It goes back a long, long ways, but they're always going to have self-made men. No one gets to the top unless the big agency helps them up to the top and actually creates their image for them, too. And that goes for Bill Gates as well. And they all, when they get up to this certain stage, they become so wealthy, they become philanthropists. And remember, too, that not only Adam Weishaupt, but others since, said that through philanthropy, they would become a parallel government. And they are a parallel government, all these organizations and foundations then who all work together on the same thing. And the strange thing is, too, they all work on the same agendas of bringing down the population, sterilizing the public, and creating a different world altogether for themselves and their own offspring to go off into the future at levels of high power. Now, this article here says Bill Gates is at it again, throwing money at any researcher with a claim to fame and everything to gain by using scientific advances to prevent as many babies as possible from being born. Soft-kill drugs and the pretext of protection is a common theme for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It says cheap, effective, contraceptive, and HIV pharmaceuticals are now the objective soon to target the third world. Don't think it's just the third world. See, they've already hit the first world countries. A University of Washington team has developed a platform, they say, simultaneously offers contraception and prevents HIV. Electrically spun cloth with nanometer-sized fibers can dissolve to release drugs, providing a platform for cheap medical use. Research was published this week in the public library of the Sciences Open Access Journal PLOS One. And I've got the link for that too. I'll put all links up tonight on all these talks, so in articles after the broadcast. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation last month awarded UW researchers almost $1 million to pursue the technology. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has committed $10 billion over the next 10 years to make it the most aggressive decade ever to roll out new vaccines to poor nations around the world. The commitment will also effectively create widespread fertility problems across vaccinated populations. I've got a link there for that too, by the way. And it says Bill Gates, you told a recent TED conference, an organization which is sponsored by one of the world's largest toxic waste polluters on the planet, that vaccines need to be used to reduce world population figures in order to solve global warming and lower CO2 emissions. There are a bunch of liars, of course, and I know it's all bogus science, but it's the real social objectives they're trying to get through. We have the drugs to do all that, it says. It's really about delivering them in a way that makes them more potent and allows a woman to want to use it, says author Kim Woodrow, UW Assistant Professor of Bioengineering. Electrospinning uses an electric field to catapult a charged fluid jet through air to create very fine nanometer scale fibers. The fibers can be manipulated to control the material's solubility, strength, and even geometry. Fibers may even be better at delivering medicine than existing technologies such as gels, tablets, or pills. Nano microchips, invisible to the naked eye, are realities that are already being hosted in a wide range of applications. I've talked about this stuff before, but I'll put this link up tonight so you can go through it again with the latest on the same topic. But be careful what you wear out there. Be very careful. If you think they wouldn't sneak it into the West, you don't know it's running you. You understand, in the West and everywhere else in the world, you're all children to them, little children, and they keep you in ignorance. And when they want to sterilize you, they don't ask for volunteers because they wouldn't get anybody going forward. And it's a big global agenda. You know, these guys, when they're on board and they build consensus, it's like an oath they take. When you build consensus, you all swear to go along with it, no, come hell or high water. And they go on and they do it. They've been doing it for a long time. Also tonight, too, I'll put up an interview with James H. Fetzer, Professor Emeritus at the University of Minnesota, Duluth from Madison, says here. Christopher Busby, an internationally acclaimed expert, has been studying the effects of depleted uranium on the burst effects in Fallujah and has determined that it's not from depleted uranium but from enriched uranium where the United States is using some new generation of nuclear weapon already in Iraq, he says. And it says Iran's growing position in global energy poses as a competition to the United States and Israel entity, with the former imposing unilateral sanctions as a result. the Professor tells Press TV. It comes as the United States carries out its 27th subcritical nuclear test, known as Pollux, in the state of Nevada on Wednesday, to ensure that Washington can support a safe, secure, and effective stockpile of nuclear weapons. So here's another one getting let off Nevada and be into the air and wafting over towns, wafting the desert and so on. So Press TV has conducted an interview with James H. Fetzer, Professor Emeritus and so on, and it says here, the following is a rough translation of the interview, and I'll put all this up tonight, and there's also a video goes with it, I believe. And they say here, do you agree with some of the points made by our guest, Kenneth Katzmann? And Fetzer says, I think he's reflecting that the situation is laden with political hypocrisy and historical irony. Iran's nuclear program was initiated by the United States under the Atoms for Peace program in the 1950s. After the Iranian Revolution in 1979, Ayatollah Khomeini abandoned and denied that Iran would pursue nuclear weapons, a position which is policy up to this date. In 2007, 16 U.S. intelligence agencies concluded that Iran had no nuclear weapons program, a position which incidentally reaffirmed in 2011, as was reflected in the Los Angeles Times article published in February of this year. While Bibi Netanyahu plays the chicken little of the Middle East, Iran in fact is not pursuing nuclear weapons, and there's really no question about it. Therefore, the suggestion that that's the real issue is completely misleading. We know that the real underlying issues have to be do with Iran potentially competing with American nuclear energy industry by providing it with nuclear fuel rods for peaceful purposes at lower cost, and more importantly than Iran, that Iran has abandoned the petrodollar. Nations that abandon the petrodollar incur severe consequences from the U.S., and that, of course, includes Iraq, Libya, and now Iran. I find it embarrassing that anyone would suggest the U.S. is concerned about a nuclear program that its own intelligence agency has concluded does not exist. Number two, of course, is also to finish off the countries that surround Israel, and that's a big part of it, too. And it says here, I haven't heard such rubbish since Mitt Romney gave his last political campaign speech. Israel has a stock of 200 or 600 or more nuclear weapons. Israel has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Israel does not allow any inspectors. Iran has signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran has allowed inspectors. The hypocrisy is mind-blowing, isn't it, really? But then that's the world you live in. It's different strokes for special folks. And this one here, too, says here, about the weather and all that stuff. We know that the IPCC, it comes out with all these scary stories on global warming and so on, because the Call of Rome, the works of the United Nations, dreamed it up for them. They were given the task of finding something to sort of unite the world, more effectively unite as cash, so they could use the cash to supposedly help the third world countries. But it's not, it's to help the third world countries open up their doors to international corporations and get cheap labor. But it says, 2013 IPCC reports will offer more precise climate predictions. They're getting brand new computers because all their old ones gave us all wrong stories, apparently, you see. And so it says the next Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change forecast won't be released until late 2013. But insiders say that thanks to faster computers and better models, the report will offer more precise predictions and adjust anticipated changes in sea levels and precipitation. It means to be better liars, folks, and give you scarier predictions. That's what that means. I'm just translating it for you. Because this is it's a social agenda, and this is what they've grabbed a hold of. They will not back down. And this is the world's climate forecasting specialist. The specialists were always wrong. We'll soon be releasing much anticipated new predictions concerning our number of extremely weighty questions. How warm will the climate really get? Will sea levels continue to rise, which they're not? Where will it rain more and where less? Well, all you could do is phone up all the air forces that are up there spraying the skies every day for instance, 1998 on a daily basis as they alter and modify the weather. Just ask them. They'll tell you. And also, as you go through all the scary scenarios of melting and no water and all that, blizzard conditions, snow and bitter cold batter Europe claiming lives, it says here. So much for the rain and a thing of the past. Europe has seen much snow and cold over the last of the five winters. And they said it's going to be a thing of the past. Really? See? More on this after this break. Hold on.
If If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix and reading this article about the blizzard conditions, snow and bitter cold batter Europe claiming lives. And it's supposed to be a thing of the past, of course, and even the politicians and bureaucrats were all putting money away for a warmer future and all that kind of stuff, and you know, planning for cold and all that, and people are freezing, of course, to death. And it's just so much of this rare thing of the past. Europe has seen much snow and cold over the last 5 winters. Spiegel reports heavy winter weather taking a deadly toll across the continent. 4 people died in Croatia and 1 in Serbia because of the cold. Authorities reported Sunday traffic came to a standstill on many occasions. The airport in Zagreb was closed for hours. Also, German President Joachim Gauck was delayed for hours flying back to Germany. Southeastern Europe was hit especially hard, with up to 0.5 meter of snow falling in the Balkan region. More lives were claimed in Poland, where Spiegel writes the winter outbreak claimed 3 lives Friday. Temperatures in some regions fell below minus 15 degrees centigrade. As we write, the German meteorologists at the German Weather Service are expecting up to 20 centimeters of snow by Monday, accompanied by dangerous blizzard conditions. And no change in the weather is in sight. Snow, ice, and frost will accompany us through next week, it says. Then it goes on to give you more reports in other countries and so on. Scandinavia was hit too. So things are really going back and forth as normal. That's how things go, back and forth, normal nature. And it doesn't matter, though, as I said, boys, but consensus and global warming have to ram it through for the social agenda and this fairness policy of distributing your wealth across the world, you see, to their big fat corporations. Obama gives okay for black box data recorders to be installed in all cars. Now, they have these things in Europe, actually, I think it's by law. And also the ones in Britain are tracked by satellite too. It started really under the insurance lobbies groups pushing it all too, who got a big kickback from the makers of all this sort of equipment. And if a car is stolen, they claimed, then they can always trace to where it is and sometimes get it back if it's worth getting back. And it's really to track the people themselves, as you well know. So anyway, this is the start of this black box in America. I don't know if it actually is global position satellites recorded or not, but it says that by December 2014, all cars and light trucks will be equipped with EDRs that will silently record the actions of drivers and responses to their vehicles in a continuous information loop. And it includes vehicle speed, whether the brake was activated in the moments before a crash, crash forces at the moment of impact, information about the state of the engine throttle, airbag deployment timing, airbag readiness, etc., where the vehicle occupant seat belt was buckled. And it says it claims that the EDRs do not collect any personal identifying information or record conversations and do not run continuously. Advanced EDRs can collect detailed information about drivers and their driving habits, including the size and weight of the driver, seat position habits of the driver, as well as passengers. The excuse is that EDRs gather information about car crashes in the moments leading up to the accident that manufacturers can use to improve their safety measures when constructing vehicles. However, the government regulation utilizes surveillance technology with policies that do not align the expressed use of the data collected in the EDRs. The Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers is opposed to U.S. Congress requiring EDRs in all vehicles by legislation, although they admit that even data recorders help our engineers understand how cars perform in the real world. But looking forward, we need to make sure that we preserve privacy. Automakers do not access EDR data without consumer permission, and any government requirements to install the EDRs in all vehicles must include steps to protect consumer privacy. Well, that goes out the window with governments these days. They've told us there's no privacy in this day and age. Now, Pfizer, one of the big pharmaceutical companies, has lost $700,000 in gold dust. Okay, I guess someone sneezed in the lab. Eh? But it says, this is a company known for Viagra and other things, has reported that about $700,000 in gold dust has come up missing at Chesterfield, Missouri lab. Contrary to police, Pfizer is unsure of how the gold went missing, prompting them to contact the police to help determine where it was lost or stolen. How can you lose it? Experts say that depending on the purity, that much gold would weigh up to 30 to 70 pounds. The purer the gold, the lighter it would be. We're not even sure if they just didn't account for it and it was used naturally or if it was stolen or misplaced. It doesn't tell you what they use it for, but they do say that it can be used in arthritis injections right into the joints and stuff like that. Sometimes certain forms of cancer where radiated gold is placed directly onto the tissue. It's all amazing. It's all like voodoo, isn't it? But anyway, this is all gone missing for them. So, no, they'll be well covered with insurance, so don't worry about it. Not that you will. 27 dirty little secrets that every parent needs to know about vaccines, it says. And it comes with some examples of what Merck, the manufacturer, does not know about Gardasil. Whether Gardasil prevents cancer, it doesn't know. They keep saying that. No, they don't know. Gardasil is promoted as a vaccine which prevents cancer. Here's what immunologist Charlotte Hogg, MD, PhD, writes in her article in New Scientist. Despite claims that the vaccine will cut cancer deaths by two-thirds or more, its overall effectiveness in the prevention of cervical cancer remains unknown and will not be known for decades. They won't know. Mind you, they already know the side effects, and like death and strokes and things. Necessity for boosters. It says information regarding the possible necessity and intervals for boosters doses is unknown. That's like all boosters. And that too. Whether Gardasil will increase the risk of cancer. The vaccine has not been evaluated for the potential to cause carcinogenity. It hasn't been tested to see if it will cause it. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Back with more on this after this break of chronology.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Talking about Gardasil, and what even the manufacturers can't tell you, they don't know themselves. It says that whether Gardasil increases the risk of cancer, the vaccine has not been evaluated for the potential to cause carcinogenicity. There may be increased risk of cancer due to replacement of some virus strains with new strains, which may be more carcinogenic. If HPV-16 and HPV-18 are effectively suppressed, will there be selective pressure on the remaining strains of the HPV? Other strains may emerge as significant oncogenic serotypes, cancerous, for cancer-causing. And it says whether there's increased risk of cancer due to the unexpected discovery of aluminum-bound recombinant HPV DNA. Dr. Sin Hang Lee, a pathologist at the Milford Hospital Pathology Laboratory, was contacted by Sanvax to examine Gardasil for possible contamination. The samples tested positive for the recombinant viral HPV-11 and viral HPV-18 residues, both of which were firmly attached to the aluminum adjuvant. It is unknown where the recombinant genetically engineered HPV DNA is capable of altering human DNA, potentially initiating cancer. Where there's increased risk of autoimmune disorders due to the recombinant HPV DNA. It's unknown whether the genetically engineered HPV DNA or adventitious DNA is capable of altering human DNA, potentially imitating a host of autoimmune disorders. Well, that's common with so many of these vaccines now. You get massive allergies breaking out right after them of all kinds, and actually worse. And it says, if HPV is necessarily an infection transmitted by sexual intercourse, Merck states that HPV is sexually transmitted. However, they surely are aware that HPV infection has been found in placentas, umbilical cord blood, and in infants, so it's not necessarily an infection which is transmitted by sexual intercourse. And it says, an unknown but extremely large number of girls across the world who are already exposed to HPV are being pressured into taking the vaccine, with a consequential risk of cervical cancer being increased by 44.6%. And it says, that's from Dr. Jim Howenstein, MD. It says, not only is this unethical and cynical, it's downright criminal. Whether Gardasil causes genotoxicity, according to product information, this has not been evaluated to have tested it for that. Whether the vaccine targets the relevant virus strains in different demographics, a May 2008 study on high risk and multiple human papillomavirus HPV infections in cancer-free Jamaican women presented at the second annual International African Caribbean Cancer Consortium conference cited that the most important finding was, unlike the genotype distribution patterns seen in North America, Europe, and some parts of Asia, HPV type 16 and 18 were not the most common high-risk genotypes. Why is Gardasil marketed globally through the Gardasil Access Program when HPV 16 and 18 may not even be prevalent amongst the targeted population? So, massive money-making things causes a lot of problems, of course, with those who get the vaccines, and it may not even cover the types of virus that are actually in certain populations. So, there you go. Well, now, when all this is happening, too, we've got this incredible, it's perpetual war. I've mentioned this article before from the military, but it's called Perpetual War, and it's to be that from now on, and that was on years ago, that article. But that's what we've had. There's people growing up, that's all they've known and heard about, is perpetual war. And that's the intention of it all, too. And it says here that 3,000 U.S. troops secretly returned to Iraq via Kuwait. And it says, on the 9th of December 2012, 3,000 U.S. troops have secretly returned to Iraq via Kuwait for missions pertaining to the recent developments in Syria and northern Iraq, Press TV reports. According to our correspondent, U.S. subs secretly, not so much, entered Iraq in multiple stages and are mostly stationed at Balad military garrison in Salahuddin province and the Al-Asar air base in Al-Anbar province. Reports say the troops include U.S. Army officers, and almost 17,000 more are said to secretly return to Iraq by the same route. All U.S. troops left Iraq by the end of 2011 after 9 years of occupation, as required by a 2008 bilateral security agreement between the two countries. So, things are still going on as business as usual. And let's go back and forth and back and forth. Tonight, too, I'll put up an article, two articles actually, on one of them is a video on autism and the official recent findings on it. Again, there's this so-called debate on it. It says there's now 1 in 88 children got it in some form or another. It says the federal response to rising rates of autism, hearing panel 1, part 1, it's called here. I'll put this up for those who want to listen into it and bring up your own comments. And also this other one too, it says here that on the same meeting, Congress spends a lot of time discussing and debating issues that are determined by our own philosophical belief on what the role of government should be. Today we're drawing attention to something that's no political affiliation, no partisan allegiance, something much more fundamental and more personal. Right now, 1 in 88 children are identified with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. At the start of this century, that ratio was 1 in 150. Actually, it was a lot. It was way beyond 150, real autism. The truth is we don't know enough about ASD. We do know, however, it's been diagnosed far more frequently than it was just a few years ago. What was causing it? Because the Gwynfield was better diagnosis, right? In recognition of this increase and of the reality that we don't know enough about ASD, the Congress passed the Combating Autism Act in 2006 to establish the Interagency Autism Coordinating Committee so it could facilitate an exchange of information and coordination in the hopes of raising awareness and understanding of ASD research and services. In fiscal year 2012, Congress directed $230 million for ASD-specific research and services, and they're still in the dark. So they claim this, haven't got a clue. Well, it's injections, folks. It's injections, and a whole host of other things have been added to it, apart from the injections, the food too, the bisphenol A and all the stuff and so on. that old type autism was recognizable right at birth, that the child didn't get into the first milestones, didn't come up to the stage where say mama, papa, all that kind of stuff. The present type do, and full-blown autism, they're normal up to get their first shots and to get their fever and all the rest of it, and immediately start regressing, and they can't see that mama, papa, or anything else anymore. They don't even have eye contact anymore, whereas before they did. So they know what's causing it, but that's part of the agenda. It's total war on you, remember. Bisphenol A is back in the news. They're always on about bisphenol A. What should they do about it? What should they do about it? Oh, we're going to ban it, but they never do. Not totally, anyway. It says bisphenol A, a substance found in many synthetic products, is considered to be harmful, particularly for fetuses and babies. Researchers from the University of Bonn have now shown in experiments on cells from human and mouse tissue that this environmental chemical blocks calcium channels in cell membranes. Similar effects are elicited by drugs used to treat high blood pressure and cardiac arrhythmia. The results have been presented in the journal Molecular Pharmacology. So the industrial chemical bisphenol A is widely extensively used for manufacturing polycarbonates and synthetic resins. It's also put into different things and makeups and everything else, too, that goes through the skin, and insufflation, they call it. The substance has been shown to affect the hormonal system and may have negative effects on the function of enzymes and carrier proteins, reports Professor Dr. Dieter Swandula from the Institute of Physiology at the University of Bonn. BPA is associated with heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer, and neurological dysfunction. It seems that fetuses and newborns are particularly sensitive to BPA, as a physiologist. Due to its unpredictable effects, the EU Commission banned the use of BPA in baby bottles in 2011 as a precaution. It shouldn't be in any bottles, actually. Now, that should be your lining off your tin cans if any of that stuff in it either, which they do. Anyway, it blocks multiple essential calcium channels and various other things as well. So I'll put this up tonight, too. See, this is not by mistake. They've known this since the late 1800s, by the way, when it was discovered. You know, what it did. And this one, too, is in Britain. Officials are being allowed to trawl databases, including the Royal Mail and student loans company, track down missing voters in a new trial. This is the con they're using to find out missing voters. Data matching can be used to fill in gaps in the electoral register ahead of the launch of an individual voter registration in 2014. Ministers, which are politicians and bureaucrats, say the technique is as accurate as ID cards, but it's raised privacy concerns. Now listen to this. This is an interesting spin you see you get from the Fabians. Labour peers said it would have been easier if ID cards had been introduced. So each time they bring forth the ID cards, people don't want it. So here they are, giving permission for the databases to be crawled, all your internet stuff be crawled by the government to claim that they want to find missing voters to get the argument started again so they can bring back forth the ID card issue. You see? Anyway, it says that the Labour guys are all pushing for it. The ID card scheme was scrapped by the coalition government on privacy, cost and civil liberties grounds. The electoral registration offices are now faced with the problem of varying the identifier of millions of voters with a central register. Astonishingly cheaper, it says. Labour peer Baroness Hayter, a good name for her, said the government is no doubt ruining the day it decided to scrap ID cards. She's been pushing it for years from the Fabian Society. All these hurdles they are now trying to go through to get a more accurate electoral register would not have been there if we kept the ID card, she told the BBC News. And also Labour peer Lord Maxton has called in the House of Lords for smart card technology with a central database. So here it comes again. It's all really to get the ID card rolling once again. Land of the free, all that stuff. What a joke. And Canada votes against the United Nations motion for inspection of Israel's nuclear program, it says here. Canada was on the losing side of the vote Monday as the UN General Assembly overwhelmingly approved a resolution Monday calling on Israel to quickly open its nuclear program for inspection and backing a high-level conference to ban nuclear weapons from the Middle East, which was just cancelled. All the Arab nations and Iran have planned to attend the conference in mid-December in Helsinki, Finland, but the United States announced on November 23rd it wouldn't take place, citing political turmoil in the region and Iran's defiant stance on non-proliferation. Iran and some Arab nations countered that the real reason for the cancellation was Israel's refusal to attend. And if Israel didn't attend, then the ones who run the States won't attend either. I'll also put up tonight, too, a little video, and you'll hear Brzezinski actually talking about the wars around Israel, Israel's wars, you might say. And he says if Israel wants to go to war with Iran, he says America won't be following it like a little puppy dog. Well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it? Depends who's running America. And we know that these end-of-life cases are going on all over the place, all over the world, as you go into euthanasia. And you see, it's all to do with cost-cutting, you see. We're so broke with all these wars and bailing out other countries one after another, borrowing money to bail out, borrowing money to give out to other third world countries as loans, which we can then write off when they can't pay it back and then give them another one, but you still have to pay it back to yourselves and stuff like that, you see. And, you know, these people who've worked their whole lives and lived in their own countries and been paying up all their taxes to pay for all these things all these years, they just want them dead quickly so that they don't cost any money at all. There's more wars to fight and things like that, you know. There's more corporate welfare going on. I mean, they've got to bail them out every so often and give them the money, the taxpayers' money, for big projects, you see. And so Supreme Court in Ontario is here to, of course, end-of-life care case. It says top court, judge court, reserves judgment, no hint when decision will come. It says, who gets to decide when medical treatments are no longer worth pursuing and should be ended? The doctors or the patients? In the case of those who can't speak for themselves, they're surrogate decision makers. Discontinuing care when doctors seem all hope of recovery is gone, the equivalent of allowing a patient to die, or is it hastening a death? In the coming weeks, the Supreme Court of Canada's justices will be mulling over these questions and what the law says about them as they craft a judgment in a case entitled Brian Cuthbertson et al. Versus Hassan Rosili by his litigation guardian and substitute decision maker, Parry Kerr Salasel. Ontario, the case was argued before the court Monday in a 3-hour hearing. And so this is a landmark case, whatever it will be. Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin closed the proceedings by saying the court was reserving judgment. No hint was given as to how soon a decision might come. When it does, though, the Supreme Court's ruling is expected to have a profound effect on how decisions are taken in end-of-life care cases across Canada. Parties throughout the healthcare system and those who scrutinize how such decisions are made are relieved the country's highest court is taking on the issue. Do they have the right to decide who lives and dies? And also, we'll go into what's like Britain. I mean, what's the patient's value to society? How important are they? You know, all that kind of stuff. This is where it's all going. And you can't put this into the hands of the courts. No, you can't. They're taking all the other decisions away from the general public and the families and all the rest of it. And you have to go for your life now at the end of life, too. And an article to Dr. Hans Labombe on skepticism in Europe. This is the tide is turning very much alive and kicking again about climate skepticism and what people really think about all the nonsense that's going on today. And this article says that the Doha conference to re-sign the Kyoto, it says it fails utterly. Only 37 countries agreed to extend the old Kyoto Treaty and lots of declarations of intent. So the German media reports that only a totally lame climate treaty compromise was reached in Doha, and Kyoto will be extended until 2020 for those who signed it. For those calling for rapid reductions in CO2 emissions, the result in Doha can only be described as an utter disaster. The Doha agreement will do nothing, absolutely nothing, to curb CO2 growth, let alone cut net CO2 emissions. One reason is that few countries are left taking part. Online's Focus magazine reports that only a few countries have signed on to the extending Kyoto 1, which Focus calls a minimum compromise. Only 37 of 194 countries signed on. That means the treaty is internationally non-binding. The only thing that's certain is that there are going to be many more climate junkets in the future, wasting more taxpayers' money. And of course what they're going to do too is bring in carbon taxes regardless. Because the big boys decided that long ago they're going to do that. The left-wing TASS reports that these 37 countries are responsible for about 15% of global greenhouse gas emissions, and it still remains open how high the planned reductions will be. Those that signed on to make reductions couldn't even tell us how much. The conservation FAS, or conservative FAS, FASZ, reports on financial assistance to developing countries. There were lots of declarations of intent and voluntary commitments from a few European countries, but nothing binding here either. The Green activist Die Zeit also comments on aid to developing countries, writing, there were only vague promises and agreement. Indeed, it says that at the beginning in 2020, at least $100 billion a year will flow from public, private and other sources, but there is no agreement on where the money will come from or how much will be made available in the years leading up to 2020. Here, too, are lots of empty promises. So, I guess people are just so fed up with it, but also we've got so many other things like wars and that to go on for a while yet, too. There's also a first court date lawsuit against the Bank of Canada. I'll put up nights and video, and for those who like to find out what that's all about, you can. I'll put all these links, remember, tonight at cuttingthroughthemusic.com, back after this.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Ward. We're cutting through the matrix. Also tonight, I'll put up Small victory. There's not many victories in this world, but it's in New York State. This is Pulaski, New York. Maybe a small town, just 2,400 residents, but it's now added itself to the list of more than 130 communities across the country that have banned the addition of fluoride to their water supply. And it goes into fluoride, and of course, and it's I should talk about sodium fluoride, which is an industrial-grade hazardous waste. That's it's still a hazardous waste, and then they put in your water, for goodness sake. And this, because in its past history, been used as a rat poison and insecticide as well. And this is, you know, you can be caught. saves him having to pay big fees to get it disposed of like they used to. And also, in Britain, this article here is about families in Britain walking about 20 miles or so for food handouts. Britain's been destroyed by this war, you understand, this long-term war, destroy everything in the family and yada, 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 and the nation and the culture, and it's done. It's finished. So this family's walking for 20 miles for food handouts from food banks, and it says they can't afford trains or bus fares and during 5-hour round trips to food banks, it says. And they're so strapped with cash, they just keep walking some of these 20 miles. And at Mercia said the needy people are enduring the 5-hour round trips to food banks and they can't afford any means of transportation. It comes as Chancellor George Osborne introduces cuts to the benefit system that will leave some of the poorest families £2,000 a year worse off, as they wanted to redistribute their wealth across to third world countries. The lengths of people are being forced to go to just get hold of basics such as soup and baked beans revealed yesterday by volunteers at the charity food bank. And it goes through some of the stories and so on and so on. And some of them get soaked going in, walking miles and miles. But Britain's it's actually worse than the industrial year when it began there. They're just totally destroyed. And in France, of course, it's now getting its own fiscal cliff, as they like to call it now, this buzzword put out by the big economists. They just suddenly noticed it, sort of thing. Anyway, the rich French are moving out into Belgium to escape all that massively high taxations. And it says Gerard Depardieu, who's an actor, moves to tiny tax haven Belgium, just 800 yards from the border, where a third of people are French citizens dodging Holland's high taxes. And it's France and, you know, and anyway, it's and Holland, actually. And it says here, they're paying 75% of his earnings in taxes. I thought the population of the Belgian village of Mechen is already French. And it says the 64-year-old actor's lavish home in the village of Mechen on a street known as Millionaire's Row is less than 2 minutes' drive from the French town of Roubaix. It says Depardieu is the latest wealthy Frenchman fleeing the looming new tax of 75% on all earnings over 1 million euros, about £850,000. And around a third of the 2,000 strong populations were already French. And he added, he's moved in already and he's very welcome here. And the folk who, the mayor and all the rest of them are happy to have all these rich folk moving in and probably building new houses and things like that too. So folk are trying to escape with the coming, the massive taxations that are getting imposed upon them by all their governments. After going through all these wars that were stole funding, of course, to bring in the communistic system across the whole planet, run by an elite at the top that runs all the money. From Hamish, myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.